Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It is amazing, amazing what we're getting ready to talk about here. I'm Dr. Pat, joined by Mr. Benny and my co-host, Sheer Alchemy. That's it. We're fired up today. Leslie Fontaine. Listen to what this is about today. Obligation, expectations, and misalignment. You gotta up the vibration. Leslie Fontaine, what a fabulous, fabulous gift she is to the world. And you know why? Because she works with all of us and helps us take a look at whatever that is in front of us now. What it doesn't matter, whatever it is. And talks with us, helps us, clears the energy using her intuitive and energetic gifts. And for somebody like me, you get to look at stuff not as a sentence in life, but as something that can be cleared and get some help with to move into how powerful we truly are. She works with people all over the world. She speaks all over the world. And, you know, what we get to learn from Leslie is how each of us can call into action abundance in our lives. And why is it that she does this? Well, she knows what it's like. So this is not about a textbook description of this. This is about real life, real people, and absolutely real dynamic change. Leslie, what a great topic. This is so important in the world we live in today. Wow.
It is very important. I think that until sometimes somebody turns the light on for us, we don't even realize that we are living like this. We don't know why we have no joy, why we're not happy, why we're depressed, you know, why our energy is low level. We have an unwillingness to say no to people. We want to please. We learned this behavior. We learned it. And, you know, I'm not talking about just unlearning because that's popular, true, too, to speak about. But we're talking about an awareness that then allows us to step through.
Yeah. You know, you're also talking about today, you know, how we live our lives based on, oh, my gosh, obligation, expectations, and misalignment. I remember going absolutely through the roof one time when somebody in the workplace said something to me, like some workshop I was at, that said, you know what, we're not really sure that expectations are something that you should have. And I just looked at him and I said, really? I said, you don't think that maybe if I work 40 hours a week, I should expect to get a paycheck or something like that? So this has got people so confused. But you're right. Tell us about this. We do live our lives like this.
Well, obviously, in a title like this, obligation, expectations, and misalignment, often we're living other people's expectations, or we're living the expectations of our culture. You know, we're American, therefore we should learn how to be successful, make money, raise kids, do all these things, multitask, all this kind of stuff that we think we should have. And so what happens is that we try to attempt to live those expectations. And as a result, you know, we don't know why we're not happy. What we didn't check out was, who are we? Why are we here on the planet? What brought me here this time to experience life? And what is my purpose in this life. So if we had parents that we had to take care of growing up as children, or we dealt with difficult home situations, or we then went to school and we learned where we were in the pecking order of intelligence, popularity, physicality, all this kind of stuff, we come out with a lot of information, and it has very little to do about how awesome we are. It has a lot to do with, you know, don't make a mistake, don't screw up, you better live according to the rules and the mantra of your family and culture and economy, and anything else that you learned was important. And so we get lost. We don't know how we got misaligned. I work with so many clients who, you know, say they're just so miserable. And when I touch on the topic of what's your purpose, they freak out, because that implies I won't make a living, I won't be able to take care of myself, I will be a total idiot and be irresponsible. All these things come up because we've been taught that. We've been taught, oh my God, if I listen to myself, I'll really screw up.
Not only taught that, but we've been taught it in a way that it sticks, right? I mean, being taught this means that you have embedded this, embraced it. It's in your cells. And we kind of go through life thinking that's normal.
We do. And I love what you said, embedded in ourselves. You know, a lot of work I do has to deal with helping people with their core wounds. So going really deep into the heart space, going into the etheric field, which is where, by the way, we hold the darts and bullet holes and arrows of attack words, attack energies, psychic attack, all kinds of things that we can hear, the shaming energies, the poverty energies, all this can get lodged in our field, and it's real. And I work with people like, well, I'm white knuckling it, I'm pushing through, I can't get rid of it, what's wrong with me? It isn't a matter of powering it out. These things really are a part of your cells. It really is a part of you.
I don't know about you, Leslie, but I know when I've tried to power things out, I've actually made the situation worse, because I'm trying to power it out. I love that term that you just used. I'm trying to power it out, let's say, right? And I put more energy and effort on powering it out, but I find myself digging myself deeper and deeper and deeper, you know, into, well, why shouldn't I have done that differently? Why did I ever look at that thing in that way, that obligation, that promise? And boy, I'm telling you, it is really hard to pull yourself up when you're powering it out and it's only just you.
Well, that's it. It's a very lonely feeling because, you know, for many of us, too, at the time we're powering it out, we're living a secret life within, which is I'm not that confident. I'm fearful. I'm ashamed of, you know, how I might fail. I've tried new things before and failed. What if I do that again? And there's almost this self-fulfilling prophecy that will happen, that I will fail at this, too. And so the heavy language of failure, the heavy language of, you know, it's not try again. It's like, oh, you better get it right the first time. You know, there's a lot of expectations about our value when people see us. You know, let's say we invest, you know, $20,000 in a new project. We did this, you know, 15 years ago, and a project failed, and everyone around us is going to remind us for the next 30 years, well, you remember that time you lost all that money and you weren't able to make it happen. So we appreciate the entrepreneurial energy that people, you know, exhibit, like a Steve Jobs or any of these other people, but then we slam one another on the normal playing field when any one of us tries to do something great, because we want to see success right away. We don't see the picture of the numerous times of failure. So that heavy language of failure in our culture is brutal. It's brutal to the soul. It hurts our feelings. And how many of us, you know, we're told to toughen up, you know, and don't let all this stuff affect you. Well, guess what? We're dealing with real humans. We're dealing with humanity, and these things hurt like hell. So a lot of us don't have a support system that embraces us no matter what. We have no concept of unconditional love. We have no concept of angelic support or healing up our wounds. We think it's all us. We don't know that we were carrying our mom's and dad's energy and everything else going on all around us. We give ourselves no slack whatsoever. And when we fail, it's devastating. It's crushing. And we never try again. And we go back and get the job that we hate. And we just make the money and we wait for retirement.
Yeah. You know, there's an expression that someone used I never was able to get it out of my mind, Leslie, because it really, I think it sums up exactly what you said, you know. And this woman turned to me and said, you know what, I'm just killing time till I die. And I thought, what? I'm just killing time till I die. And that is such a place of defeat. And it's a place that you can help people move out of. Right. Yes. And let's talk about that for a little bit.
Well, because you just brought this up a beautiful
this is
thing.
A level of truth. Right.
Yes.
We don't have to stay here. Right, Leslie?
Well, I would like everyone right now, before we go to break, to just right now in their field, examine where they feel like they are in a waiting pattern, where they are just hanging, not fulfilling, not performing, not happy. There's some sense of waiting for once the children are grown, once I'm hit retirement, once my husband X, once my partner Y, whatever it is, get a sense in your field where you are waiting. And I want you to examine in yourself why you think you're waiting. And I guarantee you, you're going to find a fear, but please be brave as we go through the rest of the show to hold on to that. Don't lose it. Don't hide from it. Don't be fearful of it, because we do get afraid of our fear. And we are going to take a look at why you think you have to be in that holding pattern.
Boy, this is so awesome. What I want to say to folks out there, you know, Leslie and I both know what it's like to be at this place. We want to give you an opportunity to get some clearing done on this now. We're going to go to a short break, but please know that phone lines will be open throughout the show today. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, you know, what about that moment of that new energy Leslie was talking about? How about a new thought? Oh, and let's try this one on. I had to work on this. A new routine. Can we move behind, out of the frightening effect of our lives? Leslie's got this going on here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I got soul and I won't quit, and your dad don't like it when I talk much, 'cause I'm all about it, baby.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Sheer Alchemy, Leslie Fontaine joining me here today. I'm Dr. Pat. We're talking about obligation, expectations, and misalignment. What do you do? You have to up the vibration. How do you do it? Well, there are some people, I believe, that can do things alone. By doing things alone, what does that mean? Well, for some people, it means I'm going to stay alone. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to wrap myself around my aloneness. I'm going to contemplate, you know, why life has been treating me this way. Or the other side of it is you could do something different. Leslie, I want to talk about, what happens when we allow something different. But before we do, I would love for you to tell folks how they can find out more about you and also let folks know how they can work with you directly to move some of this energy.
Absolutely. It's a real honor and a privilege to work with people. You can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. And there you can get my email. It's Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com or call me 678-665-3366. And I work with people individually, who are shifting through energies, you know, setting their life in a new direction, needing some really deep healing. I work with past life and ancestral lines and deep cords and contracts. A lot of things in our field that we wouldn't understand until now have affected how we live our lives in this lifetime. But think of it this way. This is the lifetime to heal. You're hearing this today, you're listening today, because you're ready to heal, you're ready to shift. And that's what we do with Ascended Masters and Archangels. It's fantastic.
Oh, man. And, you know, this is the day we can make that change. 1-800 for the show today, if you want to get some things shifted, 1-800-930-2819. Before the break, I was mentioning, you know, this could be the moment, Leslie, where we do allow a new energy, where we allow something different. I would love to hear from you about what you've discovered in the people you work with, where, how do we even begin this?
Well, one thing that's interesting is that, you know, there's a big performance energy right now. And there's a big performance energy in a lot of the self-help realm. And so when people, you know, hear that, especially if they're sensitive or they're not, you know, type A, powering it out type people, they think, no way, I can't do it. I can't be that. And, you know, this world isn't just made for that kind of physical energy. There is a lot that's going on spiritually in our field that's maybe held us back. For example, if we examine depression, you know, and we take a look at that low-level energy, why we give up, why we quit, often we can go back to a time when we just gave up. We quit, you know, speaking our truth. We quit telling people what we thought. We quit arguing. We quit volunteering. We were shamed, you know, in physical sport. We were, you know, mocked in our families. We didn't get the highest promotions at our jobs. We just quit. We just stopped and we thought there was something about our value. Often what we find is we're carrying the energies of others in our field. We find that we have stored a lot of agreements and contracts from other lifetimes, this lifetime, that don't match anymore. And when we shift these agreements and when we move to a higher level and we start honoring our truth and not giving way to fear, then we start to move with a different energy that then in turn attracts other energies. It's the other way around. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'll see it, I'll believe it, you know, once I see it. Well, it's the other way. I shift it and then I see it. I change my energy and then it displays in front of me. That's how this deal works. And then sometimes we're so terrified that it won't happen, we quit before it manifests. And, you know, this isn't about, again, white-knuckling it and holding on to the end, but this is about allowing, right? Allowing in our field that today I can set out with the intention that a whole bunch of new awesome stuff is going to happen for me in my life. And I release the old patterns and I'm no longer in agreement with the old patterns. I have people living with a lot of clutter in their lives, a lot of obligations to take care of others, you know, whether it's parents or children or loved ones. And they decided that they have to do that. But when we ask to examine that, it scares them to go there as if somehow they're going to become terrible people because they don't want to take care of all those people in their lives anymore. This is like, it may be a reformulation. It may be a new design. But the thing is, instead of giving away all your energy, now you're deciding what you want to give and what you want to keep for yourself. Your life has purpose and it isn't to just give it all away.
And boy, you know, I don't know about you, but I have not been able to do or see some of this by myself. And I know that, you know, when you're working with folks, you're working with them to really see the world of possibilities and step into it. What happens when people, you know, step out and let's just call it, let's say try this. What happens when they try a new thought? You know, it's really fascinating. I could think to have the idea of abundance in my life, or I could think scarcity. And I'm not saying that those are the only two thoughts, but they're in two kind of categories. How do we help each other see that we can choose this? Because I think a lot of times when we're talking about this topic, we don't see choosing as an option.
That's true. We've been told that if we quit our jobs, we'll be in poverty. We'll be thrown out on the street. We won't have any money. We've been told that if we, you know, get a divorce or we move to another town, all kinds of catastrophes could happen. I mean, we've got all this. And when, you know, you ask that reasonable mind to come to bear on the situation, is that actually true? Is it really going to happen like that? Probably not. So where does this crazy extreme thinking come from? Often it's our inner child who was powerless, couldn't drive the car, didn't have money, couldn't go to the grocery store. That's where a lot of that terror is coming from. So when we create a sacred space for somebody, which I love to do, to create a space for someone to explore their freedom, to explore their thought, their intentions, their energy, their experience, with that safe container, it's not as frightening to examine our truth, but speaking it out for the first time and saying that, you know what, I don't want to live my life this way anymore. What I want to do is go create X or Y or Z. It is scary to put that into words. It's very frightening. And so creating safety for someone to do that can bring a huge amount of emotion out of them because they realize with horror and with sadness and just desolation within that they have lived someone else's life. They didn't choose their own life. But the cool thing is today, now, this moment, we can, but it begins with that container of the sacred space. That's what we need to have.
When we come back, Leslie, I want to talk with you, and I know this is something that is not just important to you, but you really live by this. And that's what I love about chatting with you and what you bring to our listeners. You know, you bring a level of authenticity to the conversation that isn't sugarcoated when it doesn't need to be. But we tend to sugarcoat things like this, right? You know, I don't know about you, I'll talk about myself. I've lived certain parts of my life. What is the expression? Through rose-colored glasses? I think there's even a song with that, rose-colored glasses. Now, rose-colored glasses are not all that bad, except when we move to denial.
Yeah,
is denial part of this conversation?
Yeah. Well, it might be. You know, some people call it a fantasy. I tend not to go into that kind of language because you can hear the judgment in it. You can hear that someone has said to you in your life, oh, come on, get real, you know, get practical. You know, this is in a fantasy world. This is the real world. And so we've been decimated with harshness. So we want to kind of heal from that a bit and go, did I so decimate my truth that I can't even, you know, live my own life? I'm so afraid of it being a fantasy, you know. So we have to kind of look at some of the language we learn and go, wow, whose voice is that? Where's that coming from?
Yeah. And, you know, here we are, we're saying to ourselves, wait a minute, but I don't want to stay this way. I don't want to stay the way I am, Leslie. I don't want to wake up every day and look at the world of, you know, limitations. I want to wake up today. I want to look at the world of possibilities. You know, I want to be part of the conversation that's happening today. You help people make that possible, don't you? And see it, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, but we begin, you know, we have to start.
Yeah.
And the scary thing for people is like, well, I want to know the outcome before I go down that road. I want to know what's going to happen, you know, and we need to talk about that because that's another set of fears. Someone taught us like, well, if you don't know what the very next step is, then you better not go that way at all. Okay. Where'd we learn that? You know, because in honesty, none of us has security about today, tomorrow, or the next. None of us understands it. But what we haven't learned is to empower our own energy, to trust ourselves, to hear our own voice. We've only learned to be terrified of our truth.
I love it. When we come back, we're going to talk about what change feels like. And by the way, I love that you picked this today to talk about, especially this question. What does change feel like? Does everything change that second? Let me tell you why I love this. Today at 1 o'clock on the Lyme Talk Show, Leslie, we're going to be talking about a change that none of us could have really even imagined in legislation. But what is it about holding that space for it that is so important? And when we come back, Leslie's going to talk about not only what it feels like, but the countless people that she works with that get to step into it. Why is it that even with all of the tools in my toolkit, change of the kind that I want, I could not get alone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I feel like Superman. They gonna remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach?
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of sheer alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's great to have Leslie joining me here today. Sheer alchemy, because that is what it's about. Leslie Fontaine, I want to just let all of you know a couple things. One is we're going to open up the phone lines. And what I love about this is we're going to open up the phone lines because here is an opportunity for whatever it is that's heavy on your heart. And it doesn't have to be this gigunda thing. You know, some days I got things heavy on my heart that I'm not even sure where it comes from. But if you want to get some clearing, some release today, that's what we want to do. And later on in the show, we've got something extraordinary about that. But right now, please know that you could either call us at TransformationTalkRadio.com. I mean, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and click on the listen banner up there, and it'll bring you right to a page where you can type in your question. Or please, phone lines are open. 1-800-930-2819. Leslie, I love this topic today because you really come and bring the solution. Of course, we have to talk about the basis for it, but there is a solution. And, you know, this idea that change is going to create havoc, it's going to create turmoil, it will bring us down. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I would love for you to shine a light on all of that for us.
Oh my gosh, that you said so much in just a short little spit there. You know, often when I'm working with people, people want to be happy with the situation they've got. They don't want to change anything. They don't want anything to have to change. They just want to feel better about the situation they've got. And in the realm of spiritual growth, that is just not going to happen. We are going to shift, we are going to grow, and as a result of shifting our energy and shifting our priorities and our desires and who we are, our circumstances are going to change. The fear we have is, oh my God, what are they going to change to? And our assumption that we learned is that it'll be disastrous. So what do? We continue to hold on to the status quo. This is how it is. I'll just wait for the situation to either retire, parent to die, child to graduate, whatever it is. And then I will. Because we're so terrified of making a choice or a decision. So often we need to take a look at that part of us that is feeling the desire to shift. And then we feel the choke point and we go, why am I choking here? What is it that is holding me to this obligation? Well, the fear is that if I don't hold on to this obligation, or I don't hold on to this misalignment, or I don't stay in this situation, I will lose. Dot, dot, dot. What is it that you think you will lose? What is it that you think will unfold that is catastrophic? And why do you think it will be catastrophic? Do you hold up the whole world? Are you the center of everything? Does nothing hold you up? Suddenly you realize you're being very grandiose and that you are thinking you hold up the whole world. There is no God. There is no source. There are no angels. You're spiritual until that point. And then at that point, it's like, nope, I'm on my own. And it's very interesting to see where we learn these things. So if whatever our lesson is showing up, feel that choke point. If you're getting the toughness in your power center in your heart space, you're feeling it really tight right now, go into that. Why am I holding on to this thing? I'm scared I will lose what? What is my truth on that? And the next thing is that true? Is it true that I will lose that? Or am I assuming that when I shift and when I grow, it hurts everybody?
Yeah, I can feel the pain. I don't know, if what we're talking about is striking a chord to some of you out there, but I really can feel that this is such an opportunity. And, you know, let's talk about what we've been carrying for a minute, Leslie, for the past 10 years, if we could. You know, it's really difficult sometimes when you've been in the middle of what has been happening to people in this country, let's just say for the moment, for the past 10 years. And I had someone say something to me the other day, which was really heavy on my heart. And I said to them, I had this way that I was helping people that have lost their job. And I was sharing with them that I'm working with people to help them become entrepreneurs, whether, you know, they decide to get into selling. And the guy came back to me and said, "Oh, man, are you promoting a multi-level marketing things?" And I just looked at him and I said, "What?" And he said, "Yeah, you know, what are you doing? Teaching people how to do that." And I said to him, dude, we have saved over 200 people from having their homes, be lost. And I thought, is this an argument that I turn on? What do I have to look inside of for me? And yet I see that these are inner wounds, right? Not that just I may carry, but that other people may carry wounds that show up at different points in time by what we believe and what we don't believe. How deep are these wounds, Leslie?
They're very deep.
How deep do they go, and how do we figure it out?
No, that's such an awesome thing to bring up, because so often we are looking outward. My partner is victimizing me. My children eat up all my energy. I'm running out of money. Everything is out there affecting me in here. And when we start to look at, well, why is this thing affecting me? And we go deep within ourselves, we start to see our agreement with the situations. We start to see why we are allowing these things. We see where our fears are. So when I'm doing really deep work, it's not for sissies. I mean, we're really going into the depths of who we are so that we can choose to step out. The first thing that happens when you choose a new direction or you choose to step into your authenticity and get aligned with yourself is you turn your back on something that is existing right now. And that's the fear. Our fear is, well, like, oh my God, well, what'll happen over there if I go this way? Well, why is your assumption that it will all fall apart? Why have you decided that that's exactly what will happen? We learn that. We learn that so deep in our core structure, within our past lifetimes, within our family structure. We watched our parents go through things, how they solved problems, what they got afraid of. We listened to our teachers and their valuations of us and our peers. So we learned a lot of things. So to step out of that and to shift into a higher energy, it takes the ascended masters, it takes the archangels. It's a beautiful thing to bring in these higher energies to begin to shift out of it and to feel what it's like to go without those chains, without those ropes around our ankles. And we suddenly go, oh my gosh, I'm not a prisoner. So now what am I creating? So if the next terror is, well, I don't know what I'm creating, why have you chosen to be afraid of that? Why not now get excited? Well, that's the next wound. I learned to fear the unknown. Who taught you that? You know, so we keep stepping through over and over. Some people want me to clear everything in their lives like in 90 minutes. And I can't do that. I call it ripping the blanket off a trauma victim. You don't do that. You know, and as much as we are ready to release now, then we shift to the next level and the next level of stuff presents. But we have to be, you know, kind of nice to ourselves here. We're not trying to be cruel. We're not trying to hurt ourselves and hurt one another. So be merciful and compassionate with yourself. You see an area of shame, you see an area of fear, or you see an area of pain, be kind, be sweet. And now what happens when you start to do that with yourself, you start drawing in more compassionate energies for yourself.
And compassionate energy, let's talk about this for a minute. You know, right now where some people are watching the Olympics, some people are listening to politics, some people are watching gardening, wondering why their squash perhaps are not growing. But whatever that is, there are outside influences, right? That's me, by the way, by the squash. Okay, that's me. Leslie, if you were to come here and watch me, you and I would be laughing so hard. You know what we would be doing. We would just be peeing our pants over this. Because here I am taking the male stem of the squash and pollinating the female squash fruit. Now, did I ever think in my life at this day and age that that is what I'd be most concerned about in my life, whether or not the squash is getting enough juice to grow?
Oh, wow.
I think it's a great day in paradise right there, don't you think? But not always. It hasn't always been a great day. You know, I know that for many people, you're living a good life. Let's talk about this, Leslie. I'm living a good life. How does this work for me, even with my good life? Am I part of this conversation with my good life?
Well, you know, you talked about all the different things that we're listening to and reacting to in the world, whether it's the political situation or, you know, different things of others of us are looking at the world out there as it's going to affect us. What about how I am and how it's going to affect the world? Yep. So I would change that a little. And if we're listening to energies that are a bit shaming and critical and harsh and fear-based, we have to ask ourselves, is that what I want to create in my energy field? And if we hear someone saying things that are very tough and maybe a little abusive, you know, are we kind of secretly enjoying that? What part of us is, in other words, is that person articulating something that we wish we could say out loud at work and never have? We have to be fully honest and fully clear and go, wow, is that what I want? What do I want to create? Am I a constructive force for change or a destructive force for change? What is it that I want to be, do, and have in this world? What is it that I want to be the conduit for in my life and in the life of everyone I touch? So we have to look at that. And when I change that whole question back to people, then it becomes, wow, well, I feel so small. That's what we got to deal with right there. You are not small.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at, Leslie's going to take us on a journey about, you know, what is this about? What is the release process? How do we let go of not just the idea, but let's go back to what we were talking about earlier. The fact that perhaps this idea of being small is embedded in our cells. How many cells? Maybe lots, maybe a few. But what can we do to let go and reclaim who we are? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. What in this very moment are you creating or drawing to yourself? Notice your field when you desire something. Are you in agreement from your emotions to your power center? to your sense and desire of security? Do you second guess your intuition or even shut it down? These are clues to what you are about to create. What you have done so far is already here. Every block is a clue, and your heart's desire is there to transform it. Are you ready to shift? If you are, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Yeah, I've been swinging from a few chandeliers in my life. Leslie, before we go to the phones and talk with Trina, please, again, let folks know best way to get a hold of you and also tell them about your radio show, too.
Absolutely. So they can catch me Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern on Sheer Alchemy, Transformation Talk Radio, and KKNW. Also, you can reach me at LeslieFontaine.com. Or call me 678-665-3366. And I do consultative sessions, you know, just to see if it's a good idea to work with one another. And from there, you can make a decision.
Awesome. For those of you out there, if you've missed any part of the show today, you can find the replay of this on Transformation Talk Radio tonight. And for those of you that don't listen through Transformation Talk Radio, you keep emailing me and saying, yeah, we're listening this way. It doesn't matter whether it's Transformation Talk Radio or Spreaker or however you're listening. We appreciate you. Mr. Benny, who do we have to check in with us today?
Trina from Federal Way. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Hello. Trina.
Good morning.
Hey, sorry we're late in getting to you here. Leslie's here. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm just stepping into some really great things, and my life is really good. I went through about 6 years of really, really hard stuff. And for whatever reason, in fact, this morning I was just thinking, so why are things going so well? And I don't want to analyze it. I want to keep it going. And my question is, you talked about the unknown and being afraid of the unknown. I think for once, I'm not really afraid, but I will say that I'm a little hesitant. And I've done a lot of work. And I've got myself in a great place. And I'm very happy. My living situation isn't quite what I would like. However, I'm learning how to have more and more gratitude and say thank you. I want to be patient with that, and I want to continue to move on in a good direction. And how do I move forward without really knowing exactly what that is?
Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of layers of work, Trina. You're not just operating in the 3D level. That's what I like to call it. You're operating in multiple levels where, you know, you could have your food, clothing, shelter taken care of, you know, or whatever the first level of priorities were. And there's a part of you that's hungering and longing for something else. And so it sounds to me like because of a lot of the work that you've done, there's more to you than just that. Right?
Absolutely, and it's interesting you should say that because I recently decided I would step back from having my nose to the grindstone so much and what the work I felt like I needed to do for survival, whether or not that's true, I had some things to look at. And so recently I've stepped back with the idea and intention that because there was so much energy into doing, quote, the work, that's all I knew. And in stepping back, amazing things are coming in.
So I'm just wanting you to know, you know, because I work a lot with the ancestral line that people come from. I'm getting a lot of a mother's energy. And so one thing I talk a lot about is when we're releasing a lot of the priorities and values that are sort of outdated for our field or that aren't important. So there's some things, it's almost like I keep getting over and over in my head, you know, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. So, you know, there sometimes there's that kind of fear there, right? Which says you better be hypervigilant. You better be ready. You know, this couldn't last. This won't last. I hear so many classic lines coming through for you. So what I'd love for you to practice as you, you know, continue this journey that you're on, which you've done all this amazing work, is to notice lines like that that come up for you, things that you were raised with, lines that you were raised with, because what they all imply is if it's good, it's not going to last. You better hold on to what you got right now because it ain't going to last. There's a lot of not going to last in your field. And so it creates kind of a conflict with this other expansive energy that you're stepping into. And all of us have these things going on in our field, especially when we're growing like you are. You know, you're shifting more and more and more. You're raising your vibration. You're doing a ton of awesome work. You're drawing in a lot of abundance, but you're drawing it in on multiple levels, not just on this one. So things that used to matter to you, you honestly don't care about anymore. They just don't matter. And so sometimes that's disconcerting because we may run into someone who's not quite there yet in that place, and they can't believe you don't care anymore. It's not like you're suddenly going to be poor and have no money and all that, but that's the, you trigger the fear in the other people. So what I'd love for you to experience and maybe write me later about this is that as you start to get aware of these lines that are in your ancestral energy, and as you start to step into these new lessons of yours and new objections come up, go, what in me is being triggered so that this other person's reacting to me in fear or saying these other really standard lines that really don't match my field anymore? You're on a massive shift, Trina. You're really moving fast.
Oh, I know that. And I can't think of anything that you just said that wasn't correct. My mother just passed in December. So there is mom stuff. And it's mostly good, mostly good. And then, yeah, there's definitely some lineage stuff going on, and I've worked very hard to break through those. And those little terms that you had, you talked about, like, the next shoe dropping, done a lot of work about that.
Yeah, and you just remember, you're the legacy. You're the legacy of your family line. So you're clearing it for the whole line. Think about how, she, you know, you're clearing it for her next lifetime, your whole satellite, all of it. And it's amazing what you're doing. It's a gift to everyone in your line. So very, very cool.
Well, that is true. I set that intention about 6 years ago, and it hit the fan, and I had to work through all that stuff.
Yeah. And when it hits the fan, not just for you, but for others, remember that that's part of their path. They chose to be with you. So everything that we do is for the good of ourselves and for the highest good of everyone involved. So even though they can be screaming and kicking and upset, it's for their highest good as well. So let them work through their lessons. You know, you don't have to carry it for them.
Oh,
wow.
Awesome.
Okay. So in order to write, I'm sorry, did I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
So in order to write to you, I actually was listening to you in the car. How do I go about doing that?
Just write to my email address, Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. And if anything, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me in the list of sponsors or hosts. And you can find my website that way. Since you're driving, I don't want you to have to write anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
well,
if you're really not going to remember all of that, just Google Sheer Alchemy and you'll get Leslie and any number of things that you know, talked about today. The show will play again later, too. So, wow. Thank you so much, Trina, for calling in. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. Leslie, what a great show. Wow. Thank you for today. And I wanted to ask you this again. Let everybody know the best way they can get you. And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Okay, it's Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com. And basically, my personal message is don't be afraid of your pain. Go into it, because the idea of our pain is sometimes greater than the pain itself. And we're so afraid to get to the raw truth of ourselves. The raw truth of you is awesome, beautiful, powerful, and it's your next step on your road.
I love it. Leslie Fontaine, everybody. LeslieFontaine.com. Again, you could also Google Sheer Alchemy. Love, love, love this topic. Thank you, Leslie, so very much.
Absolutely. It was fantastic.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a shorty, and we're going to be right back at you. Stay tuned.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.